Hey, it's Randy Miles talking to Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Manta, we've been on this series about home buying, and I really think it's important for people to understand the ins and outs before they make a big financial mistake. But here's one thing that people may get a little hung up on, and that's income verification.
Absolutely. One of the stages of home ownership or the home buying process is getting mortgage ready. And when you apply for a mortgage, you have to verify your income. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, what does that mean? It means, number one, you have to have at least the last 3 months of bank statements.
Okay.
And that's for all bank accounts, retirement accounts, and things you're going to use as income for qualification. It also means your W-2s, tax returns, especially if you're self-employed. And a special word here, if you're self-employed, we normally pay an accountant to reduce the amount of adjusted tax income or adjustable gross income that we have, so we pay less taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But that may work against you when you're trying to qualify for a house.
Wow.
So it's a strategy. If you're self-employed, you need to do a little bit more of a deep dive, but understand they're going to be verifying anything you claim is income. Here's something, Randy. If you have relatives living with you, charge
right.
them rent.
Okay.
And well, listen, not just for the money, but you have to do it in a way where you can verify the income. So let's say you agree on $100 a month or whatever it is. Have them pay you by check so you can deposit it in the bank.
Ah.
And there's a paper trail on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can show that that's consistent over a period of time, you'll be able to count that toward income, which helps you qualify, get your debt-to-income ratio lower, and et cetera.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing. Nobody's really watching what you do with the money. So the fact that they gave you $100 for rent with the check that says that verifiable, and then you take the money out and give it to them, nobody cares, right?
Right.
But you got to show that you're getting that money and you're getting it consistently. And like I said, if they're staying there already, document it so you have
right.
verifiable income. So that's it. You have to prove everything you say you have and that you're getting in, and that's just it. So you have to be organized with your records as well. W-2s, tax returns, bank statements, check stubs, those are the things you're going to need.
Absolutely important stuff. And of course, we have this information on our websites, and you can give those to them.
Yep, you can go to moneysmartlife.org, takecontroltuesday.com. And that's it.
Well, thank you so much, Manta. Appreciate you and enjoy your day.
Thank you.